This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
I'm Jerry Willis.
I'm Steve Ducey.
I'm Shannon Bream, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Wednesday, June 14th, 2023. I'm Eben Brown. You see all those social media videos and shoplifters run amok? It's dangerous, says one retail industry advocacy group, and costly. And they're hoping to do something about it using technology and law.
The criminals are becoming more brazen and they are becoming more dangerous, according to the retailer surveyed.
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
From CVS and Walgreens to Whole Foods and even Nordstrom's, retailers are pulling out of city centers where shoplifting, the stealing of merchandise, has gotten so out of hand. The stores are losing money, and the safety of workers can't be assured. There's plenty of video of it happening all across social media, but it is also quantifiable now, according to the National Retail Federation.
Here's how bad it is. According to the recent data from the National Retail Federation, this is costing businesses about $100 billion every single year, shoplifting and loss prevention.
Casey Stiegel is our Fox News correspondent in Dallas. He's on the story after learning from the National Retail Federation's expo about technology and tactics aimed to reduce theft of products at stores.
So that is an incredible amount of money, and it ranges from big box stores and major retailers that are in every city and every town across America down to mom and pop businesses. And officials say that there are a couple of reasons for that. Number one, the idea of shoplifters not being prosecuted in many places because it's considered petty crime, petty theft, and a lot of retail establishments won't even call police because that is their policy. They think that because it is a petty theft, they don't want to tie the police up and take them away from more serious crimes like, you know, homicides and aggravated assaults, things of that nature. And also because of the prevalence of the online marketplace, right? You can go online and sell just about anything, and you can buy just about anything. So the experts say if you are going to these places like eBay, some of these online marketplaces, look for the quantity of the item that the seller has. Why would someone be selling or in the possession of 40 brand new iPhones, for instance? That could be a hint that the goods are stolen. So it really has exploded, and not only has the prevalence of the crime itself exploded, but the criminals are becoming more brazen and they are becoming more dangerous, according to the retailer surveyed from the NRF. In fact, this was also talked about in Washington on Tuesday. There was a House Judiciary Subcommittee hearing on this very topic. And it's also, by the way, called ORC, Organized Retail Crime. This is quite elaborate. And so they were talking a lot at ORC about ORC yesterday on Capitol Hill. And at that hearing, they testified that the National Retail Federation found that 8 in 10 retailers say that violence and aggression associated with organized retail crime incidents have increased in the last year. And they say that it can happen as little as 2 minutes. There was a CVS executive that recently testified that organized retail crime events have been reported in a CVS pharmacy store every 3 minutes. And it takes just 2 minutes, the CEO added. The average professional thief targeting can steal $2,000 worth of merchandise in under 2 minutes. Those are astonishing figures, and no doubt the retailers, again, from the big box stores all the way down to small businesses, are trying to figure out how to clamp down on this and how to not have to pass this eventually on to the public. Because if the stores are losing $100 billion a year because of shoplifting and organized retail crime, you can betcha that is eventually going to be passed down to you and I, the paying consumer.
That's an incredible amount of money or product being stolen. And I want to hone in on something you've talked about, organized retail crime. If we take the word retail out, we have organized crime. We're no stranger to that. Whether it was the mafia, whether it's the drug cartels, you use the term professional thief. When we started noticing trends of increased retail theft, we heard certain politicians say that the police ought not to get involved. These are people trying to feed their families. They're of poor economic means. But then we have people, as you mentioned in your example, selling 40 iPhones, quantity 40 iPhones on through an eBay account. We have a disparity somewhere, or this isn't adding up. So, do we have a retail theft ring that either store owners, law enforcement, or the National Retail Federation is now having to combat, or are these petty criminals who've just by their luck or their means and their increased savvy, are they able to compete with the big boys, so to speak?
No, the reality is, unfortunately, these are becoming larger and larger crime syndicates, and they work in groups, and they move, and they are very, very, very calculated in how they hit stores, where they hit stores. And so, in fact, it's so organized and becoming so big and such a big problem, the National Retail Federation is calling on Congress to implement some measures so that state, local and federal law enforcement officials are able to more readily share information back and forth, because that information can be crucial in trying to stave off a potential shoplifting event. If they know a syndicate is about to move into a regional area, there's a whole lot of information in terms of prediction and interdiction that can be done if they have the knowledge. And so there's information and a lot of talking now about linking up all of the law enforcement agencies together so that they can all have a better sense of where the action is and how to protect it. The top cities impacted by organized retail crime as of right now, according to the recent information from the National Retail Security Survey, Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Houston, Dallas, Chicago, Atlanta, Miami, and New York. Evan, those are all major U.S. cities. We're not seeing it so much in the smaller communities, but just about every major U.S. city in the country is on this list. So it is prevalent. It is not contained to just one state. It's not contained to just small petty thieves. It really is becoming more elaborate and more sophisticated.
We are speaking with Fox News correspondent Casey Stiegel in Dallas on the National Retail Federation finding and reacting to their survey, saying that retailers are more and more being subjected to dangerous and violent retail theft. On the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition, we'll have more straight ahead. We've seen the stories, really, I think, all year of certain retailers closing up shop and leaving certain urban communities because it's too much of a loss at this point. So when a Walgreens, for instance, shuts down in an inner city, and there's that impacts everybody, whether it's a store like Walgreens, which has a pharmacy, or it's a big box store that may have affordable goods for a lot of people. That's a significant impact to that community, because that urban bound community can't necessarily get out to the suburbs to visit that other store. If they're looking.
It's a good point. And the information even looks specifically at that, that the problem is worse in more urban areas. So there is a trend that's starting to emerge here when you look at the data and you look at the statistics that are being kept on this. And really the last thing retailers want to do is make the shopping experience more painful for you, the consumer, to make it more arduous, especially again in this online purchasing day when we can get things delivered right to our doorsteps, sometimes within hours from ordering it. They want to try and walk this delicate line of keeping things safe and keeping the merchandise secure, but also not alienating the customer. And so the National Retail Federation had this really fascinating expo out in Texas last week, and we got a chance to go out to the Gaylord Texan Convention Center. And this massive expo included more than 2,000 professionals from all over the country, and they ranged from tech innovators to members of law enforcement, down to companies of major CEOs, retail big box stores in attendance, kind of walking through and checking out some of the products. And you want to talk about innovation. It's absolutely incredible. We saw a company that introduced a smart shopping cart wheel. It is, all of the technology is contained inside of the wheel itself. So if they already have their fleet of shopping carts, they don't have to replace them all. They just have to take one wheel off or two possibly, and then slap these smart wheels on. And then they have the ability to communicate with infrastructure that is going to be built into the floors of the checkout areas. And if those carts do not pass through a checkout area or where the cash register system is, then the cart has the ability to lock itself at the door and literally stop the thief dead in their tracks. They had a video of this in action playing on a big screen TV at their booth, and it was fascinating to watch these people thinking that they're about to get away with a cartload of goods, and it literally locks right in place at the door. All kinds of alarms, sounds, cameras trained on them, and they bail. So that's just one example. Another thing we saw that was really cool, special display cases that stores can use where they can lock down their merchandise, but instead of calling or waiting for an associate to come and unlock that for you, you could perhaps use your smartphone to unlock it. The possibilities here are endless with RF chips in your cell phones. There's talk about, say, loyalty programs. For instance, if you are talking about a pharmacy chain, if you belong to their loyalty program and they have information about you, you can unlock the case with your phone, or you can do an authentication by entering your phone number in to the keypad. It sends you a text message with one of those codes in it. You enter that code into the display case, boom, you're in. Of course, there are high-tech cameras and sensors inside the equipment to monitor exactly what is being taken out of the case. It really is endless. Then when you fold in the AI component of it, the cameras and the abilities of what some of these stores can do is insane. Literally monitoring customers as they walk through stores, as they pick every item up off of a shelf and put it back down on the shelf, constantly scanning your cart, your basket, to see that the ratio of what you're picking up off the shelves and putting in the basket is in fact presented in the basket and by sight of looking at the cart, and then flagging security if they get up to the checkout and there is something in that cart that they took off a shelf that they didn't pay for. So the retailers and the tech industry working really hard to try and develop innovative ways to not only make the shopping experience, again, pleasurable for the consumer, but also protecting retailers from these thieves.
And part of, I think, the protection of the retailers is to help keep the employees safe. You know, a lot of these thefts that we've seen on these videos that get posted to social media aren't necessarily people just taking things off the shelf and trying to run out. They often are violent. And there was a story not too long ago about two employees of the sportswear retailer, Lululemon. They were fired because they tried to intervene in the shoplift. They tried to protect the merchandise, and Lululemon said, we really don't want our employees to do this because we don't want them to get hurt. We have security staff and other means that we can deal with, but we really are afraid for the safety of our of people under our employ. Has that come up at all? Because all of this has to help protect, people have to feel safe when they go to work, of course.
Right. You're talking about Lululemon in Georgia. That was in the Atlanta, Georgia area. And that was some of that wild video that went viral of the brazen thieves walking in middle of daylight and grabbing just armfuls of merchandise off of the shelves there. And don't know if anybody's been in a Lululemon, but $105, $110 for a pair of pants. And you walk away with 15 pairs of pants. That's a lot of money. So the CEO of that company doubled down. Those women were fired. And he doubled down saying that it's in their training that they're not allowed to intervene because it's all about employee safety. And some states are kind of taking this to the next level. California, for instance, is already looking or considering legislation, looking at a bill that would prevent just that. It would prevent retailers from allowing their employees to put themselves in harm's way. But the CEO of Walmart was on Fox Business and talked about having huge concerns about laws like that, and if states enact laws like that, because every retailer, for the most part, especially the big box, they have security officers, they have loss prevention employees whose jobs are to identify thieves and identify shoplifters. They've always been part of the retail makeup. They've been sort of behind the scenes. You hear more about it now because of the increase of these brazen crimes, but now you have Walmart CEO saying, look, if California passes a bill like this, then our own employees, our own loss prevention employees aren't able to do their jobs and prevent the thefts. And that's just, open season, really, for the retailers. I read some comments online after that Lululemon incident, and the word to the public was, hey, all, 100% off at Lululemon. So what kind of a message does that send to the criminals, knowing that stores and states might have policies in place that would prevent them from being stopped? It's a vicious cycle, and it's something that people are going to have to agree on to get a handle on it.
Casey Stiegel, our Fox News correspondent in Dallas, thank you so much for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Eben, my pleasure.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. The Will Cain Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox and Friends weekend host Will Cain as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts.